Hey, we are live and it's Saturday morning, about 7:24, and this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. So we're a lot 2 hours later, but it is Saturday. I'm changing out my earpiece so I don't get any. Hopefully it makes it a little better so that when I have the microphone right here, it's not all the surrounding stuff. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. We should do some empirical testing to see if it does. Validation. Anyway, the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. This is our 424th episode. And by the way, I will say, what do we talk about here? Oh, I can do that. But hey, I want to say thank you to our subscribers and people who watch our videos. And a lot of people aren't subscribed, but they still watch the videos. And we have over 13,000 subscribers, which is pretty cool. Yay! And over 13 million views on the channel. So there's a lot of views out there. It's a little stuff. We do still small videos. So, you know, it's fun. And we talk about Scrum and Agile, which I normally have my banner there, but I took it down. I was cleaning up. Oh, of course, I get pop-ups. What's that? We talk about Scrum and Agile. I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We get up early because theoretically, if I get up early, nobody else is awake in the morning. I get some stuff done. I can film the show and we can move on. And we do it so that you can have fun on the weekends, right? We do it so you can build value to the customer without working 60, 80 hours a day, without becoming a factory, and have a little fun along the way. So many people want to have no fun and work, and you can have some fun. You got to have fun when you work. I mean, and then if you really work longer hours, but if you had fun at it, then it's fun. It's not work, right? It's a different mentality, different aspect of it. Some people take enjoyment out of doing the work and doing that. So two things I want to talk about today. I did share a article that triggered some thoughts in my head. Because there were some questions the other day. I talked about velocity. Someone said what velocity was. And I said, really not that. And kind of where that would go. There was a Medium article by Martin. And I'm going to mess this name up. Dalimin. D-A-L-M-I-J-N. You know, the one thing I don't like about the Medium articles that get posted. They don't put who wrote the article in the little tag. You would think they would include that in the... when they share a link, it would be nice to have who actually wrote the article, too. So I wanted to give credit. The only sad part about the article, it makes me wonder sometimes, and I watch stuff, is that there is a picture that they use in the article, and it's from – the picture is from that free stock stuff, right? And here's my question. Are we listening to people that never worked in Scrum and Agile before? Because I don't know about you all, but I have pictures. I try to, and for myself, from a career perspective or mentoring perspective, even sharing with teams, building decks and sharing stuff, I'm always taking pictures of stuff. Nothing that is like company sensitive. If there was anything someone could write, I usually highlight it out so you can't read anything in the images. But you don't even have your own pictures of Agile and Scrum and you want to talk about velocity in the article? I don't know. It's just a dig, you know. They had to go find some stock footage to put it in there in the article. Maybe it's the publisher. Maybe that's what it is. But I'm like, really? Still have your own? Anyway, so my recommendation for any Scrum Master, anybody in Scrum, or any job, any career, take pictures as you go. There are a lot of people who don't ever do that. I've been taking pictures as I go since the dawn of time, back in 1990 when I was working projects. Just to give an idea to my bosses what we actually do, because otherwise they have no clue what we do as people. So I take a picture and show them a picture in a presentation. Look, this is what we did this weekend. So that's something I just thought about. It's just a pet peeve about these articles sometimes. Ooh, just hit the camera. Sorry about that. Okay. What are the two topics I want to talk about? Oh, and we are probably going to do Coke thing tomorrow. So we're going to try using the magnets and the Coke. We'll try that experiment because Olivia will be around. So we'll do that when she's here visiting because she wants to do a TikTok. She wants to do a show. So we'll bring her in. I'm going to talk about empirical data and how much time is spent, right? Because we talked that if read the velocity article, companies obsessing with velocity. And I got my little notes, what I write down here, what I want to talk about on the show. So I want to talk about parallel, figuring out how much time is spent maintaining code. Okay. They have a big article about velocity, putting new features, and they talk about what it takes to maintain code. And I'm going to give you a different twist on measuring velocity and the empirical data there as far as providing more capability to produce more features. And then talk about velocity obsession, right? About acceleration, that the article talks about the obsession with acceleration. Why is your team an acceler? And I'm going to give you a different twist on how I look at acceleration, which is different from others, be frankly honest. Okay, empirical data. I like to track velocity. I like to track velocity growing for a team. Why do I do that? Do I say, hey, you can push more features through? That's not why I do it, to be honest with you. That is an ancillary benefit of getting the teams quicker, faster, better, doing twice as much work and half the time, right? It's funny. Someone asked me about that the other day. What books would you recommend if you were speaking? I go, how about this one? And you know what's funny? They didn't know what book that was. That's kind of, if you're in a Scrum business or Agile business, you haven't read that book. That's like one of the just why we do Scrum and Agile, right? So it's very important you read that book and don't take it the gospel, but it's good perspective. Why do I do it? So I ask a question. Hey, Michael, yo, how are you doing today? Got a comment on our board. Hopefully, it'll be good. Because here's what my question is. It's not a question of getting better and put more feature. It's a question of, oh, I want to, okay, that's the next one. Sorry, I got them switched, but why don't we go there? So the obsession with Dartle, why do I look at acceleration? I'm flipping my topics around. I have them in the wrong order. I don't grade them for doing more. I say, okay, cool, your velocity is getting better. What are you retrospecting on? How are you improving to make the team better? And the reason why I ask, because then I want to see if they're really just playing with the numbers. I want to see how they're improving their overall productivity of the team. And can I take some of those lessons learned and apply them to the other 10, 40, or 40 teams that I help coach from an enterprise perspective? I love taking great ideas that a team came up with how they elevate their velocity. And sharing, have them, not just me, but have them. I introduce it. I say, hey, I want to have, is that okay? And then I have one ask permission from one of the people on the team to go share with the other team on how they have done better. And I look at it, talk with them, make sure it's, you know, it's legit and everything, so that the whole organization gets better. That's what I use the acceleration chart for, be honest with you. And then, like I said, I always check to see if they're faking stuff, right? Because you can ask questions, say, okay, why are you, what's this and what's this about? Sometimes the acceleration goes up because they do a different way of assessing points for stories. They change it. And then you just want to make sure that it's really the same work. They just change the way they're tracking points. And then you ask them why, right? What changed? What made you as a team think that this would work? And can you tell me a little bit about it? Right? And that's how you learn. You learn from people. Now, my question about staying stable from an acceleration point or going down. My question would be, if they're stable, not going up, I'm like, are you retrospecting? Right? Are you trying to find ways to get better? Right? And that's what I would be asking those questions for. I would find out. And a lot of times when they're not getting better, they're not doing retrospectives anymore. Right? And I go, well, why aren't you doing retrospectives? That's how you improve your process. So I trigger more to say, are you doing a retrospective? And are you implementing those retrospective? Just because you're holding the ceremony, but nothing's coming out of it, has no value add. I'll be frankly honest with you. A lot of teams do retrospective and nothing comes out of it, right? My challenge is, let's start making things come out of this meeting, or you're just wasting time, right? I don't want people to think retrospectives are a waste. I want them to think if it's a chance for growing as a team. It's very important. So that's what I use the velocity for, whether it's going up or coming down or staying the same. I ask those questions. One, is there something we can share from a retrospective perspective to everybody else? And two, are you having a retrospective? Are you growing your team? What's going on that's not allowing you to grow? And if you're heading down, what's that about? So that's what I talk about when I look at velocity. I don't look at it as more features getting through. I said, what are you doing to make yourselves better, right? Or not, right? So that leads into the next part. Maybe this is why mentally I switch these around in my head. Look at an empirical data. What is empirical data? Empirical data is just data that comes out of the system and you're using that to establish what you want to do. So one of the questions in that Medium article was, you know, hey, we do have to spend time to fix code, update code, maintain code. Okay, my question for you, well, how much time do you normally take? Well, we don't know. Well, maybe we should just take a couple sprints and kind of measure, get an idea how much time we are actually spending on maintaining, fixing codes, answering problems, stuff like that. So we have some empirical data to establish how much of that is taken up our feature improvements, the feature part that the business would like to have, new stuff, right? So based on that time, right, now is when you get into the coaching aspect of what a real Scrum Master does or an actual coach should be doing and not what most of them do. Then you start asking the question, okay, what can we do to minimize this? Let's retrospect on it and see if we can't reduce this maintenance time, production support time that we need to do. How do we make it more lean? And this is where the lean part comes in. How do we lean that out? So now you have data. You can find out how much you invest in to make that smaller of a time crunch and take that time you save. That time now can be done used to make new features and therefore grow the velocity chart. That makes sense. Right. And I also have it where, I mean, it's me and every team's different. A lot of times I have teams put some points into the sprint to accommodate for that support. And then that story in there, here's how I track it. That story in there, we give it so many points. Let's say it's 40 hours of support. You know, 40 hours may sound like a lot, but not if you have 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 people. It's not really a lot of time. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Is it, as they do work, we put tasks in there and we'll talk about that another day because it is about 13 minutes into the show. Don't want to go above the 15 minutes. Actually, there's like a magic number of like 18 minutes. Once you go past 18 minutes in YouTube, all hell breaks loose in YouTube. It doesn't like it. It takes forever to process. It's just not a good thing. Anyway. So we'll talk about that another day and everything. So two things to talk about. Velocity and the article. Obsessing with velocity. I use velocity acceleration and note, or if they're not accelerating, ask them about retrospectives. They're really doing well and it's a true thing and not just a change in the way they measure points and stuff. Then I try to apply that to all my other teams that I'm coaching from an enterprise level, right? Or maybe you just got one other team. How can I take from lessons learned from one team and maybe share that with another team? Maybe they didn't think about it. It's just something that's working, right? Maybe it's a technology. Don't know. Because they're all smart people. Sorry, but they're really smart people. And then two, empirical data. You know, measuring the stuff that's not producing features. You got to measure it so you know how much time. Just don't say, oh, I think it's 20%. What is it really? Give me the freaking data, right? So that we can save our time and say, hey, and there's always going to be so much time you're going to spend. Maybe it's 40 hours and the most we can ever get it down is 20, but that gives us another 20 hours to go do something else. But, you know, let's be realistic on that and say, hey, every sprint we're spending 20 hours or 1 point on support, just stuff that comes down a pipe that people just don't understand. But maybe there's something about that. Maybe can make your product better so they don't keep coming back and ask questions. So those are the two things about velocity. And then, like I said, if you really work in Scrum and Agile, take pictures of what you do. Have it for your own sake, for your own career, for sharing, for building lessons learned, you know, taking pictures of velocities, taking picture of people working together for their own team too. And a collage of time, right? So we'll see you later. Thumbs up. I'm going to go watch a polo tournament today. I haven't watched a polo tournament in a long time. So people are getting out in COVID. There'll be a lot of fresh air. Open space. Share that a little bit. And ring the little bell so when we get videos. So like I said, tomorrow we're going to do Coke Mentos. Might do some more live stuff remotely tomorrow morning. And we'll see how it goes. With that, I say happy scrumming, happy Saturday, or happy Sunday, depending where you are in the world. And we'll see you tomorrow. We do it every day. Again, this was our 421st episode. And I want to thank the 13,000 subscribers we have and for helping us. 13 million views. I don't think I would have envisioned that. So a lot has to do with Eddie and our little experiments and the fun stuff we do too. All work, no play is no fun. Take care. Have a great day. Enjoy. Take some time off. Enjoy the world. Bye.